The dilemma of spoken English in Taiwan is complicated. Exploring my vendetta towards cram schools has opened a Pandora's box pointing to parenting, the government,
Ministry of Education,
and simply the Taiwan operating system. They are virtually equal transgressors in this disgusting industry of education, and it's certainly the children who suffer. It's a gamification plan that will turn your children into nothing more than useful, malleable idiots. It doesn't exercise articulation of an argument in any way, and that's the only way you're truly going to learn a language. It seems a big problem with our operating system in learning is the asinine obsession with books. Spoken English oftentimes plateaus, and sometimes even regresses after kindergarten. This is usually when the learning stops and the studying begins. To learn a language, you must think in that language. Most people are not thinking in English, and you hear it all the time. The following are just wrong. My home have a dog. I don't have say. Yesterday I go to play with my friends, and so on. These should be, I have a dog, I didn't say that, I hung out with some friends yesterday, and so on. If your mind is now reeling, hoping to find a book with more examples like these, this is the operating system problem. We don't need any more books. Maybe if we spent more on teachers and less on books, we would be getting somewhere. We should be learning opposed to studying. This depraved lack of speaking makes writing practice a nightmare, to say the least. It is typical that I meet people who have been studying English for years who do not know how to swiftly tell me how old they are or their name, not to mention the non-existence of simple past tense verbs. It's a sad indictment on the system and English teachers. Shame on everybody. I mustn't fail to mention another telling scenario found with very young learners and spelling. The poor child, for example, can spell cat, fat, bat, rat, is stumped at mat and has no problem with library. If you can't comfortably say and repeat a word, you shouldn't be spelling it. It's frustrating I should even have to explain to anyone that it's stupid to study how to spell words that you cannot say. It is evident that in this operating system, a word can only be spelled correctly, and points for actually using your ear is a foreign idea. The asinine government tests and testing questions are a notable reason for the frustrations mentioned. Cram schools give results and show noticeable improvement on these tests. They are also a serious source of revenue for our beloved government, because it is no secret expensive cram school licenses they bestow are a safeguard that our children are in an environment that meets their divine standards. Any thought of them possibly being in cahoots with a book publishing company or a cram school is just crazy conspiracy talk that ought to be stifled. Now, let's talk about parenting. Many people have children and obviously don't want them. You don't want children if you can only see them on the weekends, and it's just as simple as that. A good upbringing is one where the families eat dinner with no cell phones, play board games, and count their blessings together. It is evident they largely don't. It's so sad to know that children can pass childhood and not sit at the dinner table with family and talk about their day. If only evidence of the most basic parenting were seen with your child, the child should know the basics, like speak when you are spoken to. Try teaching a class anything if none of them speak when spoken to. When no response or a grunt at best is the norm, it's obvious to me parents are not interested in parenting. Many cram schools are arrested development centers with pupils 13 plus years old who do not respond in any way when spoken to. There is no excuse for this idiotic scenario foreign window dressers often find themselves in at cram schools. These teachers are in a system that virtually renders them a necessary evil. It is especially frustrating if the Chinese teacher makes excuses for this ignorance. I don't see it as more than a Chinese teacher trying to build the case for mass graves, and that is not Chinese culture. It is control that inhibits freedom, mind-controlled style culture. Taiwan is a bastion of freedom in Southeast Asia and Chinese culture, so let's not forget it. There is actually a very happy ending to this sad story. This foolishness can all be over like a bad dream, as soon as we stop looking to the culprits as our orators of salvation. There are many great changes we can make here that don't have a big price tag, which are merely evidence of the industry preying on the lazy. In fact, if we look to the Philippines budget, we should be elated to see this will actually save us money. We must resist the laziness of depending on government to fix this and can surely contemplate something less extreme than shipping our children abroad as the only solution. Think, it's not illegal yet.